Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
10,000 soldiers permanently, like forever, 10,000 soldiers at their side of the border and stop fentanyl and illegal aliens from coming into our country.
For now, the pause on tariffs is for 1 month. No word about progress in the tariffs issue with Canada and China. Investigation continues into Friday's deadly crash of a medical flight that crashed onto a Philadelphia city street. 7 dead. The number of people treated for injuries has increased to 24. Salvage crews have removed a large portion of the commercial jet involved in last week's mid-air crash from the Potomac River in Washington. Congress wants answers on erroneous wireless emergency alerts that went out to millions of Southern Californians who were not in wildfire danger, creating panic. This is ABC News. One of the largest COVID fraud cases in the country is back in court. This time, the alleged ringleader is on trial. Jury selection begins today in Minneapolis.
Amy Bach, founder of Feeding Our Future, facing federal fraud and bribery charges in a $250 million scheme to exploit pandemic food aid. Prosecutors say her nonprofit faked feeding thousands of kids, pocketing government funds. Bach's attorney arguing she was tricked by those around her. Extra security measures are in place after an earlier trial saw a failed attempt to bribe a juror with a bag filled with $120,000 in cash. The trial expected to last 6 weeks. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The case has already seen 30 guilty pleas and 5 bribery charges. A new recall alert about broccoli sold at Walmart. Recall has been raised to the FDA's highest level, meaning there's a risk of death because of possible listeria. The broccoli from Braga Fresh was sold in 20 states. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The news from WRCO this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell, where customer service is the best you can get, where every customer is treated with respect and courtesy. Right Way Shell, doing customer service in the right way. Right Way Shell is in Spring Green.
Your evening forecast calling for temperatures to cool down to the single digits, lows of around 8, and partly cloudy. Northwest winds 15 to 20. Tuesday, chilly with increasing clouds, highs of 20, northeast winds 10 to 15. Tuesday night, lows of 13 and mostly cloudy. And Wednesday, overcast, snow or a wintry mix lifts in at night, highs of 32. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 and it's 31 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
100.9 WRCO.
He's the one in the middle of the crowd that you're gonna notice. Make you feel like you're floating like a cloud in the sky. The one that gets you thinking that you might have just found it forever. Like it couldn't get better. Got the stars in a line. Every word he says is a melody.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny I'm
Little Big Town in Sugar Land with their hit, Take Me Home. Before that, it was Marty Stewart with Tempted. Here on Country and Community WRCO, I'm Bo Henricks. And tonight, Phil Nee will be back on the air as River Valley plays host to Barneveld in girls basketball. That's how we'll begin our busy week of high school sports coverage. It will get underway pregame time of around 7:15 tonight right here on WRCO FM 100.9 on the Civic Media app and live online at WRCO.com. Don't miss out.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Or extension 2109, or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
100.9 WRCO. In 12 hour days, the past 6 months, my body complains, my mind's in a rut. All I ever do is work and sleep. Cooler's packed and so are my clothes. Tomorrow I'll be miles down the road. Mid-afternoon I'll be right where I wanna be. I wanna sit on a beach, drinking my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me one, give me two, give me three, give me four beers. 5, 6, 7, 8, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? Sound of the waves and an ocean breeze. There'll be girls in bikinis laid out in the sand, umbrella drinks and books in their hands. I got a baseball cap and some good sunscreen. I wanna sit on a beach, drinking my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me three, give me four beers. 5, 6, 7, 8, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? Nah, nah, nah.
three, give me four beers. Five, six, seven, eight, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there?
Last night I saw a message on his phone. News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Elon Musk placed employees of the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency on paid leave, President Trump was asked about it.
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval. And we'll give him the approval where appropriate, where not appropriate, we won't.
White House official says Musk is a special government employee, unpaid. The presidents of the U.S. and Mexico agree to delay tariffs for a month. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The president said in a social media post that he had a very friendly conversation with the president of Mexico and that he was glad to hear that they're going to send 10,000 troops to the Mexican northern border and that that will be used to address the flow of drugs across the border into the United States. It is just not clear what the metrics are that the administration is looking to see.
That means what results are expected. There are no credible threats against New Orleans for the Super Bowl, say U.S. officials. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports. Join WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app for Barneveld at River Valley Area Girls Basketball coming up this evening. The Bucks are on the road as they will be playing Oklahoma City for a tough battle. It was tough last night on the Bucks as they lost 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Women's basketball from yesterday, it was Villanova over Marquette, 65-53, and Purdue beat the Badgers by a score of 84-71. The Badger men's basketball team scored the victory on Saturday. They'll prepare to host Indiana on Tuesday night. Marquette was knocked off by UConn Saturday, 77-69. The Eagles play St. John's on the road on Tuesday. And in a move that could hit both the linebacking core and the running backs, the Packers need to replace assistant coach Anthony Campanelli. He's taken a job as defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Phil Nee with an update on afternoon sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Your forecast as we're heading into tonight, lows in the single digits near 8, northwest winds 15 to 20 and partly cloudy. Tuesday, we'll be seeing a chilly day with increasing clouds and highs of 20, northeast winds 10 to 15. Tuesday night, lows of 13 and mostly cloudy. Overcast Wednesday with snow or wintry mix coming in at night, highs of 32. It's a cloudy 31 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer is up to 29.95 and northwest winds are at 5. Again, it's 31 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits.
me to the curb on Lonely Avenue. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye, as long as it comes with a bottle of salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day, 'cause moving on goes better with a little Jose. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold, singing made to burn.
Kathy Mateo, the 455 Rocket on WRCO Radio. Don't forget, this week, People First Bowling. Bowling for people with disabilities is coming up on Tuesday from 3 to 5 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Cost to participate, $2 per game. And for more information, you can call Cheyenne Tony at 604-0633.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me. I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning. motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss. And I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than.
Someone, but I got a little cold beer
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After Elon Musk placed employees of the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency on paid leave, President Trump was asked about it.
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval, and we'll give him the approval where appropriate, where not appropriate, we won't.
White House official says Musk is a special government employee, unpaid. The presidents of the U.S. and Mexico agree to delay tariffs for a month.